Problem 30. Lecture.
Two types of irrigation methods that are used worldwide are mentioned in your textbook. Flood irrigation. That's been a method in use since ancient times, and we still use it today where water's cheap. Basically, canals connect a water supply like a river or a reservoir to the fields, where ditches are constructed with valves, valves that allow farmers to siphon water from the canal, sending it down through the ditches. So that way the field can be totally flooded, or smaller narrow ditches along the rows can be filled with water to irrigate the crop. But this method does have quite a few disadvantages. Like I said, it's contingent upon cheap water because it isn't very efficient and the flooding isn't easy to control. I mean, the rows closer to the canal usually receive much more water, and of course, if the field isn't flat, then the water won't be evenly distributed. Not to mention the cost of building canals and ditches and maintaining the system. So let's consider the alternative, the sprinkler system. In this method of irrigation, it's easier to control the water and more efficient since the water is directed only on the plants. But in hot climates, some of the water can evaporate in the air. Still, the main problem with sprinklers is the expense for installation and maintenance, because there's a very complicated pipe system, and that usually involves a lot more repair and even replacement of parts. And, of course, we have to factor in the labor costs in feasibility studies for sprinklers.
Problem 30, example question.
Using examples from the lecture, describe two general types of irrigation systems. Then explain the disadvantages of each type.
Problem 30, example answered.
Two methods of irrigation were discussed in the lecture. First, flood irrigation. It involves the release of water into canals and drainage ditches that flow into the fields. The disadvantages of the flood method, it isn't very efficient since more water is used in flooding than the crops actually need, and also it isn't easy to control. Another problem is the initial expense for the construction of the canals and the connecting ditches as well as maintenance. And besides that, if the fields aren't flat, the water doesn't, it isn't distributed evenly. The second method's sprinkler irrigation, which uses less water and provides better control, but there's some evaporation and the pipe system's complicated and can be expensive to install and maintain. So there's usually a lot more labor cost because the equipment must be repaired and replaced more often than a canal system.